Democrats started pushing redistricting reform in earnest this session after the GOP shut them out of the last redistricting process, drawing a map that will aid Republicans for the next decade. Democrats have repeatedly pushed for a law that would have a nonpartisan state agency draw maps and have the legislature vote on them. Speaker Voss was asked about redistricting reform at a meeting of the Madison Rotary Club.
Redistricting works well, just like it is. Period. I'll say that again. In our Constitution, it is very clear. If you go back, you can go on the internet, Google Wisconsin Constitution. You can read it for yourself in layman's language that the founders of Wisconsin said the legislature shall apportion districts. Period.
At the same meeting, Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barkin noted that Republicans were regularly trying to amend the Constitution on other issues.
You know, they're trying continually to change the Constitution, except when it comes to this.
And while the redistricting bill, championed all session long by Democrats, would leave the state Constitution untouched, Barca said he'd also favor a constitutional amendment to require competitive legislative districts in Wisconsin.
So who's ever drawn the maps, you have to have competitive seats. And I'm not afraid of that. You know, I think we should all have competitive seats.
Whether it's a simple bill or a constitutional amendment, either idea would need the legislature's okay. That's highly unlikely to happen, with both Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald adamantly against any changes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.